from Today FM's Last Word. It's Matt Cooper. How are you, Matt?
I'm very good. And how are you?
We're very good. Obviously, as a Limerick man, I'm very happy today.
I'm sure you were.
As a Cork man, how are you feeling?
I was well, actually, was out and about, met lots of Limerick people last night after the game, was at the game. And what a dramatic finish, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm. Geez, I wouldn't have liked to have been a Limerick supporter waiting, watching for that Joe Canning free to drop in.
And 8.5 minutes or whatever it was at the end of the extra time.
I thought there could have been more, because even within the added time, there was stoppages. So it could have gone on for another minute, maybe.
If it did, I think we'd be looking at a replay. I do think Galway would have gotten
then,
the point.
Would it have the Pope's Mass next Saturday in Croke Park have to have been cancelled to facilitate a replay?
I think so. To say to the Pope, sorry, come back another time, we're busy.
Would Dermot's Heart have managed in the extra time?
And all the Limerick people.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
No, it was too hard. But you mentioned the Pope. That's what you're in to talk about.
Papal Attraction.
Yeah, tell
Such
us about it.
Such a great name.
Papal Attraction is a four-part series that's been put together by my colleague on the production team, Daniel Call, and by our reporter, Lise Hand, who have... Looking back at what Ireland was like in 1979, you know, the country as it was the time when we'd had a last papal visit. And Ireland is so different. Now, I bet you there's lots of people listening. There's even people in this room who weren't alive when the last Pope came in 1979. I was 13. I ended up going to the Mass in Galway. It was a big event for everybody to go to at the
time.
You know, 2.7 million people, it's reckoned. Half of all the people on the island actually attended one of the papal events. There were five, I think, around the country: Drogheda, Limerick, Galway, Dublin, and Knock. And so what we've done this week is tonight's first programme sort of sets the scene of what things were like. Like, for example, I'll just give you an example in 1979, and this is how far we've come when you consider the referendum that we had recently. That was a year in which legislation was introduced in which contraception was available for the first time in Ireland, but only in circumstances where a doctor prescribed the contraception for somebody. Now, it's wrongly said that it was only for married people. That wasn't actually in the legislation.
Right.
But the effective thing was, a doctor, unless you could prove you were married and had a medical need for contraception, you wouldn't get it, and you got the pill then, only in those circumstances.
What was that conversation? Like, oh, I really, really need, I can't have, I've got 11 kids, I can't afford any more.
And then there's not necessarily, I guess the doctor said, well, that's God's will or whatever, or go for a natural family planning, the so-called rhythm method, all that sort of stuff.
You say that we've come a long way. I mean, there's what, was there 900,000 tickets or something like that? And they're gone. Like,
for this? Well, no, there's 500,000 for Phoenix Park.
Right.
And there's the event on in Croke Park this week as well. I mean, I'd be very interested to see of the 500,000 who turn up. And this is something else we will be covering on The Last Word during the week, starting this evening. But of the 500,000 who are going, how many are actually going to be foreign people living in Ireland?
Right.
Who come from Catholic backgrounds, be it Poland and other countries. How many are going to be people who have just come in for the event? And... The age profile is going to be really interesting. And I've been fascinated by it. I mean, you know, and you can see, you know, I know there are people who say, oh, this is typical, you know, the media don't talk to enough people. But I've seen to loads of people from all sorts of different backgrounds, different ages. And I've actually yet to meet anyone who's actually going to the Phoenix Park on the weekend. I've met lots of people who say that their elderly parents are going and they're worried about them because, and this is something else we're focusing on tonight separately, but, you know, you're not allowed to bring mobility scooters, you're not allowed to bring various things to try and make what will be a long day easier. You know?
I heard, that you need to treat it like a mountainous pilgrimage because you're going to have to walk about 7 kilometres.
Yeah.
So walking sticks, sturdy
but
boots.
It's not just that, but you're going to be then also for hours corralled before and after. I mean, that's one of the things I remember from Galway from 1979. I was a 13-year-old and there was buses going from Cork City from the various churches and stuff. So myself and a few mates, you know, innocent 13-year-olds, we'll go. We were supposed to be 16, but we got on the bus and then the rest of it. But afterwards, like, we were corralled for ages before and afterwards in Galway Racecourse. Then you went back and you got to the bus. And I remember the bus been about 6 or 7 hours, just literally stationary.
Oh my God. Nobody
could get out of Galway. And we were supposed to be back in Cork, I think, around midnight. I remember we got in about 6 or 7 in the morning.
Jeez.
It was
a lot to ask, even at the young age of 13. Whatever about the elderly people who would have been there as well?
Confession, all right, which is apt given. I don't know why. I swear I wasn't drinking. I absolutely
was
at that stage.
13,
I was 13,
Matt,
so I wasn't drinking. But whatever happened on the bus, I actually started sleepwalking. Right? I was told this. I have vague recollections of being told.
Okay.
And then I actually were trying to hammer at the exit of the door when the bus was moving and they were pulling me back. Then I puked all over the place.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you were
so unpopular with all the various other people who didn't know me.
Imagine.
So that, I finally have confessed to one of the most embarrassing things that happened to me as a teenager. I sat to swear there was no, I think it was a dodgy curry chips or something like that, but I puked on the bus.
And I would say just at the moment as someone went 6 hours, God, could this get any worse? Up stands young Matt Cooper. I tell you, that's how the country has changed. I don't think there are many teenagers sneaking off to see the Pope time round.
I wasn't quite sneaking off. My parents knew where I was and stuff like that.
But would you think of the 500,000 that have got tickets for Phoenix Park, would you think many of those people might be pro, like anti-Pope people? Like, would they be going, is there any protest planned?
We're actually just on the thing, the series that we're doing, and we're just again, getting back slightly sad. Some of the other things are, you know, everybody's going to be going with their mobile phones, taking photographs and stuff. 1979, you know, you had to wait 18 months to have a phone line, a landline delivered to your house and installed.
Yeah.
Those are the type of things. So the logistics, you know, everyone is going to be going on now. I can imagine the complaints is going to be if there's no Wi-Fi in the Phoenix Park.
Yeah.
I mean, in those days, I mean, like the logistics of trying to set everything up. Will there be people going who will be going to protest? I don't know. I mean, we had one guy on The Last Word recently, you know, who was trying to block book tickets to not go as a sort of a protest. I don't know. I mean, and maybe, you know, there's other ways to protest or whatever. But what I'm really struck at, the difference between then and now, then back in 1979, there was nothing else. The airwaves were full of it. It was more limited television and radio in those days, but everything. And it was unquestioning, and it was deference. Deference is the big word, I suppose, that really dominates across the four nights that we have this week. Whereas now, I mean, it's quite remarkable seeing, I mean, mainly because of what happened in the revelations from Pennsylvania last week and this cardinal who isn't coming because they've been caught up in the continuing unfolding sex scandal involving the Catholic Church and paedophilia. And that seems to be the dominant theme. And even the way that people like President Mary McAleese, who also features in our series, she's one of the many, many interviewees who Lise Hand and Daniel Cal have on this particular documentary series. It's amazing the way people are talking in a completely different way about the influence of the Catholic Church. Ireland has changed so much in the last 39 years.
Well, it's going to be fascinating. So is it 5:30 every day this week?
After 5:30, Monday to Thursday. As part of The Last Word, and we, of course, we have all the other lots of... The other thing we're doing this week to have a little bit more fun as well is all our week daily spots, such as music tomorrow night, motoring and movies on Thursday night. We're making them 1979 themed.
Oh, brilliant.
So we're going to have lots of like what the music was. And I mean, I remember in 1979, the Police would have been a massive thing for me. They would have been enormous at that stage. Thin Lizzy, in other words, another band. So we're going to be looking at stuff. I know Michael Sheridan from Motoring on Thursday is looking into all of what was in the cars of 1979.
Yeah. More ashtrays than you can
fairness, I think it was all Ford Escorts back then, wasn't it?
Maybe a seatbelt if you're lucky.
In the front.
Yeah, of course. That is going to be fascinating. Thanks so much for coming to tell us about it. It's The Last Word tonight, 5:30. It starts every night this week, Monday to Thursday, 4-part documentary that Daniel and Lisa put together.
Papal Attraction.
Papal Attraction. What a name.